Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Cazora. Over the last several days, and probably longer than that, there's been this weird pushback against Cam Hayward. And evidently, he's heard it too, I'm sure much more than I have, taking to Twitter to vent out frustrations over people calling him washed and that the team should move on or he should retire. I really do not get it. I understand concerns about his longevity and future, and there is a need to add youth, depth, and talent to this D-line. But I've seen so many comments that Hayward is washed, not a good player, and hasn't been good for a couple years. For real, he's a year removed from a 10-sack season and Pro Bowl nod. 2023 was a painful year, literally and figuratively, tearing his groin a half into the new season. He fought back to retake the field midseason and gut it out despite being far from 100%. As a pass rusher, his impact was muted. He was not very good, no doubt there. But against the run, as I wrote about in a Wednesday morning article for the site, he was still excellent and easily the team's best defensive line run defender. He did that on one leg. Hayward will be healthy in 2024 and deserves to start with a clean slate. I harbor some concerns. History says the cliff for linemen happens right where Hayward's standing, but I am certainly not ready to toss the guy away. I'm glad he's returning. That's good for the team. And somehow, surprisingly to me, that's not being recognized enough. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.